It would do some very simple things that most of the big oil and gas companies already support, which are on-the-shelf technologies to capture leaks and also phase out the practice of flaring.
Jason Keith with the Moab-based group Public Land Solutions says controlling emissions at wells on public lands in Utah and other states could cool down the current methane hotspot in the Four Corners region. The measure now is pending in the House. Many petroleum producers consider methane to be a waste product not worth the effort to capture. However, a recent study found that controlling methane emissions now could slow global warming by as much as 30%. Keith's group analyzes public lands for recreation opportunities. He says emissions from more than 8,000 inactive wells in states such as Utah, Colorado, New Mexico, and Wyoming pose a serious threat to people, wildlife, outdoor recreation, and rural economies.
You're going to get people to show up if your brand says protected landscapes, healthy recreation experience. For us, something like the effort to roll back the rollback is one of the easiest things that we can do to try to start addressing climate change.
He adds that capping wells and collecting methane also could provide a financial benefit. Keith says that many Utahns backing the restoration of methane rules were disappointed that GOP Senator Mitt Romney did not vote for the resolution, but are hopeful that several members of the state's House delegation will back the measure. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Harley Barnes.